The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, good evening, everyone. This is End Time Headlines, and this is a special prophetic update. It is 7:30 p.m. Eastern on this Monday. It is October 19th, and we are live here on via Facebook. We want to give you an opportunity to hop on here just for a moment. I'm going to talk about two particular subjects that I believe that you'll find fascinating. Excuse me, as soon as I get my throat cleared here. One of these is a breaking news alert that's happening right now. This is a developing situation. Again, we want to welcome everybody on podcast, on YouTube, and as well as Facebook Live. We thank you for taking the time out tonight on this Monday night. I got two stories that I want to share with you tonight. One is an event that just transpired about an hour or so ago, or a little bit over an hour now at this time. A magnitude 7.5. It was initially a 7.8, but the USGS has downgraded, as they usually do. A 7.5 magnitude earthquake that struck Sandpoint, Alaska. This is a city located on one of the Shumagin, I believe that's how you pronounce it, islands, at approximately 5:14 p.m. Eastern time, according to the USGS. Later, an aftershock struck the area about 20 minutes following that registered a magnitude 5.8. Now, of course, the National Weather Service has issued a tsunami warning for the Pacific coast from Kennedy Entrance all the way to and to the Alaska pass. Police in Omer, Alaska, asked anyone in the potential flooding zone to move to higher ground immediately in fear of a potential tsunami. Again, this is all a developing situation that's transpiring, that's taking place. Where this earthquake originated was about 575 nautical miles southwest of Anchorage. The city is located on the Popoff Island, one of 20 islands in the Aleutian East Borough south of mainland. A magnitude 7.8 earthquake also struck Alaska back in July. This was did also triggered fears of a tsunami wave. The quake happened at approximately 10:13 p.m., roughly 75 miles south of the community of Chignik. Again, this was back in July of this year. A 7.8 earthquake also struck, again, the same region. So, again, in a span of, 3 to 4 months, we've had two huge earthquakes that has struck Alaska. And again, this has triggered this. Now, so this is happening right now. We're going to keep our eyes on this. We're going to keep, this is a developing situation. If a tsunami does hit, we will bring you more updates on this. But I want to move on to another article. This I thought was fascinating. According to scientists at NASA, the moon is becoming or is beginning to look rusty or is beginning to rust. Now, before everybody freaks out, let me explain this. According to this report, there is no oxygen on the moon, so this sparked some controversy of how this was happening. One of the two essential elements to create rust, again, was oxygen, however, the other being water, but the evidence was there. Again, I want to say this. NASA is saying, from our point of view, the moon is looking to begin to rust. Now, this story is fascinating, especially when I show you something here in just a second. In 2008, there was data that was gathered that led to numerous discoveries over the years, including the revelation that there are water molecules on its surface. The probe that was issued there to the moon also carried an instrument built by NASA that could analyze the moon's mineral composition. When researchers at NASA and the Hawaii Institute of Geophysics and Planetology analyzed the data recently, they were stunned to discover hints of a element, or a mineral rather, known as hematite. I want everybody to say that, hematite. It's H-E-M-A-T-I-T-E. And I tried to get Zoom to work today, and it wouldn't work, or tonight, and it wouldn't work. It wouldn't pull up, because I was really hoping to do that, because I had some pictures I wanted to show you. So all you guys on YouTube will be able to see this. You guys live here on Facebook won't see that. So if you watch the if you're watching the rebroadcast of this right now, you're seeing the images on this. But anyway, there was a an element or mineral found called hematite. And it's a form of iron oxide known as rust. There are plenty of iron-rich rocks on the moon, but rust is only produced when iron is exposed to oxygen and water. And they said, what's so fascinating about this? Here's what I found interesting about this, and I do want to, and I told Josh, I know you guys have no idea who Josh is, but if he watches this, I told him I'd give him a shout-out. Yesterday, while we were in church, yesterday morning, and this is a guy I go to church with, he came up to me and says, you will find this fascinating. I said, what is it? And he began to show me this article. And then he revealed something to me that I want to reveal to you. The word hematite from the Greek. Now, why do I say from the Greek? Because remember, the Old Testament of your Bible is written in Hebrew. The New Testament was written in Greek. The Greek understanding, or the understanding of the word hematite, is the word for blood. It's where we derive the word hemoglobin. Again, hematite in Greek translates to blood. Now, why is this interesting? Let me back up and let me read this again. Scientists and researchers from NASA have discovered that the moon is beginning to turn to rust. And it is that the word hematite in Greek means blood. So, in other words, NASA is now revealing something to us that the Bible has already foretold to us would happen and would be a sign of the end of time, or the signs of the end, or the end of days. Luke 21:25, and there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and on the earth distress of nations with perplexity, and the sea and the waves roaring. We could see the seas and the waves roaring later on tonight if the tsunami comes to fruition. But again, it says there will be signs in the moon. Then you go to the book of Acts, chapter 2, and it says, Acts chapter 2, 16 through 21. Peter stands up on the day of Pentecost, and he quotes the prophet Joel, and he says, but this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall see dreams. And upon my men servants and maid servants, I shall pour out my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. And listen to this. I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood. Wow. Before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's again, that's Acts chapter 2, verses 16 through 21, quoting the book of Joel. Then we go to Revelation 6:12. It says, John the Revelator says, I looked, and when he opened the sixth seal, and behold, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became like blood. Somebody say the moon would look like blood. Again, in the New Testament, he talks about this. The Old Testament, there's a reference to this. And again, this may not do anything to you or for you, but I think it's so interesting that They used a word called hematite in the original Greek language is known as blood. And they said that NASA and scientists are saying from the perspective of Earth looking at the moon, it is now beginning to look like it is beginning to rust or turn to blood. Now, I know there's many speculations on how the moon could be turned to blood. There's the theory of it's going to be a lunar eclipse or a blood moon. And then there's theories of volcanic eruptions and the ash would rise up and it would blot out it would cause the moon to look like blood. And then there's these wildfires that's been devastating parts of California and parts of the West Coast. And it's even made headlines saying that the moon is looking like it's blood. And then you have nuclear war, and you have World War III and different warfare and Armageddon and different things like that could actually make the blood or the moon turn to blood. So the point I'm trying to make is, I think it's fascinating that these things catch the prophetic eyes. They catch the prophetic senses. They reveal to us what God has already spoken, what he's already foretold, and what he's already said would happen and transpire in the end of days or in the time of the end or in the last days. This is why, Jesus said that there would be a group of individuals that was in his time and there will be when he returns. And these are like the sons of Issachar. These are individuals who have the understanding of the times and seasons in which we're in. And I believe I'm talking to a remnant tonight, either by podcast, by YouTube, or by Facebook, or however you may watch this live, or by the rebroadcast of this. I believe that we have some sons of Issachar, and I'm going to throw some daughters in there, sons and daughters of Issachar that has discernment of the times and seasons in which we're in. Listen, don't get hung up. You got people already in the thread on Facebook arguing over whether the earth is flat, whether it's not, it's round, it's flat, it's not, NASA, this, that. They're arguing about the whole thing. When you get into these disputes, you miss the whole point. Paul warned about this. He said, you argue and you, he says, do not enter into endless arguments and debates over fruitless and pointless topics. And that is one. Guys, listen to me. I'm going to say some stuff that is probably going to make us lose some followers, but it wouldn't be the first time or the last time. At the end of the day, I don't really care if the earth is flat. I don't care if it's round because, listen, I don't plan on hanging out here very long. I am passing through. I'm a sojourner. My citizenship may be temporarily here on earth, but come on, I have a heavenly citizenship. And I'm waiting because one day soon, the eastern sky is going to split. The trumpet is going to sound. And I'm going to tell you something. The Bible says the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we who are alive and remain shall be caught up. Come on. Together with him in the clouds, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Comfort one another with these words. And I leave you with that tonight. I leave you with the comfort of those words from the Apostle Paul to the Church of Thessalonica. So, guys, again, I want to thank you for taking the time out today or for tonight. I know this was a quick update. We haven't done one of these prophetic updates in a while, but I thought this was exciting. Again, pray for our brothers and sisters and all those that are in proximity to the impact zone, ground zero of this earthquake in Alaska. Again, we pray that a tsunami does not happen, but if it does, I pray that everyone has time to get to higher ground and get to safety so that there be no loss of life or destruction that would come to them. Continue to pray for that. We continue to pray for you guys. We bless you today in the name of the Lord. We ask that the Lord keep you, bless you. May his countenance shine upon you. May his favor be upon you. May he protect your coming in and going out forevermore. May the angels of the Lord be your front and be your rear guard. And may no weapon formed against you prosper in Jesus' name. And all God's people said amen and amen. Listen, guys, real quick before we let you go, if you've not yet subscribed to End Time Headlines, you guys on Facebook Live, please go under the description of this video, and it's going to give you, it says subscribe to ETH. There's a link underneath that. Click on that link. Go there. Subscribe to our newsletter. You'll get one digest every single day in your inbox, and it's going to keep you up to date with all of our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective such as this. Breaking news when it happens, our latest podcast when they come out, everything's going to be right there to keep you informed. If you've not downloaded our latest app, you can do that at the App Store, either on Apple and Android. It's absolutely free for you, and it's going to be a great blessing to you to keep up with our ministry. And as always, we want to welcome you to subscribe to our podcast. Our ETH is found on Apple, and it's found on Spotify. Again, our podcast is available on Apple and on Spotify. If you've not yet followed us and subscribed to us at remnantrevival.org, we want to ask you to do that, because, listen, these prophetic updates are ETH. This is the information arm of our ministry, but the exhorting, the equipping messages, that's going to be found on remnantrevival.org, and you can find that, again, remnantrevival.org. You can find Remnant Revival Ministries. You can find that on YouTube. We're on Facebook as well. We want to encourage you to follow us there as well. And as always, guys, if you'd like to sow into this ministry, if this ministry is a continual source of information, blessing, encouragement, and equipping to you and your family, and you'd like to give a one-time gift or become a monthly partner to our ministry and help us remain strong and continue advancing the gospel around the world and reaching people, we want to give you the opportunity to sow into this ministry. Again, all of our messages are free. Our YouTube channel's free. Our podcasts are free. The newsletter's free. The app is free. Everything is free for you guys. All we ask is if you're blessed by this ministry and you'd like to give back and help support us, we ask that you would do what the Lord puts upon your heart. We don't manipulate people. We don't tell, you'll never see me say, I need 1,000 people to give X amount of dollars. I don't believe in that stuff. That's manipulation. We don't do that. I believe, listen, if the Holy Spirit can't speak to you, then what am I going to do? I can't do that. So again, I trust that as you are blessed, as you are fed, as you're equipped, and as you're informed, you out of a giving heart, I believe that you will do as the Lord prompts and puts upon your heart. So again, we thank you. We appreciate your prayers, your support to our ministry, your continual partnership and helping us remain strong and doing what we're doing. Guys, we're going to sign off for tonight, but I plan on being back on here tomorrow. It won't be a prophetic update, but we're going to be back on here tomorrow. I've got a message lined up. It's going to be out of the parable of the wedding feast. I want to deliver that message to you. I believe it'll be a great blessing to you. It's going to be an encouraging message, but it's also going to, I believe it's going to be one of those reviving messages that's going to put a fire in you, and that's what I'm hoping it will do. So until we see you tomorrow, guys, God bless you. We love you guys, and we'll see you then.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.